Today we celebrate the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Judith. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for today's Holy Gospel, which is a continuation of the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Thus are the words of today's most holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, we see in today's gospel the place which is held by the Blessed Virgin Mary before the eyes of Almighty God. It says, For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me. From her very infancy, the Blessed Virgin Mary rested in the presence of the Most High, and she passed her life under the watchful eyes of heaven. Like wisdom incarnate, our Blessed Lord himself, she took root among the chosen people. To the eyes of men, she appeared to walk on earth like any other normal woman, but God was ever her portion and her inheritance. And in the end, of course, her abode for both body and soul was amongst the full assembly of the saints. It is this happy termination to the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary that we celebrate today on this great feast. This feast recalls then several aspects of the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. First of all, then, it recalls the temporal death and the burial of the Blessed Virgin. Secondly, her incorruption in the grave. Thirdly, her restoration to life. Fourthly, her bodily assumption into heaven. And finally, then, her triumphant coronation as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Let us then look at these five aspects during this sermon today. In the first place, then, the Feast of the Assumption commemorates the holy death of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as is stated in the prayer for today's feast. It was fitting that Our Lady die for several reasons. First of all, we must say it was not absolutely necessary that she die. Death, of course, was a punishment for original sin, and so she was free from sin, all sin, including original sin, and so, of course, she would not have had to die. But it was fitting for three reasons. Firstly, because it was the will of Almighty God that she might be in all things like her divine Son. Her divine Son died on the cross. He suffered death when he was completely innocent, did not have original sin on his soul, and so she likewise should imitate him in dying when it was not necessary. Secondly, then, she was to be an example and a model of a happy death for those souls who were just. Saint Alphonsus tells us then, he says that the death of the Blessed Virgin Mary was happy for three reasons. First of all, because she was most detached from the things of this earth. The things of this earth did not have a pull on her soul. She was attached to Almighty God. She lived for Almighty God. And she did not worry about the temporal things on this earth. And so there was no pull towards the material or towards the temporal when she died. Secondly, because far from feeling any remorse of conscience, her life had been completely spotless. So she did not have any remorse of conscience to suffer at her death, as souls who have sinned have to suffer. And thirdly, because she was certain of her salvation. She knew she was going to heaven. There was never a doubt. And so she died in complete peace, going back to Almighty God, joining her divine Son in heaven. Secondly, then, the Feast of the Assumption commemorates the corporal assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. The body of the Blessed Virgin did not suffer corruption in the tomb, but was reunited immediately after her death to her soul. And it was assumed, it was taken up into heaven. Okay? Some people will confuse the ascension and the assumption. The ascension was our Blessed Lord by His own power, by His divine power, taking Himself up into heaven. And the assumption, of course, on the other hand, was a special privilege, a work of grace, a work of Almighty God's power, taking the Blessed Virgin Mary, body and soul, up into heaven. This dogma of the faith was defined in 1950 by Pope Pius XII, and thus it is obligatory that all Catholics believe this teaching. Anyone who denies the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is a heretic and cuts himself off from the Catholic Church. There are several reasons, then, that the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed into heaven. Firstly, then, it is impossible for us to think that Almighty God would have suffered the body of His Mother to see corruption of the grave. She had never sinned. She had served Him perfectly. Sin, even original sin, had never touched her soul. And so it was not fitting that her body corrupt as the bodies of other men do. Secondly, then, the delay in the resurrection until the end of the world is also a consequence of original sin. And so there was no reason why the body of the Immaculate Virgin should not enter into heaven straight away. Thirdly, then, her assumption was foretold in Scripture. We can look at the third chapter of Genesis in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, speaking about the creation of the world and the fall of mankind. And Almighty God spoke these words to Satan himself. He said, "I will put enmities between thee and the woman." The Blessed Virgin Mary, of course, was this woman who was never going to be touched by the sin, by original sin. She was never going to be under the influence of Satan. Our Blessed Lady triumphed over sin by her Immaculate Conception. She triumphed over concupiscence by her virginal maternity. And she triumphed over death by her assumption into heaven. Fourthly, then, a type of Mary's assumption is found in the Ark of the Covenant. We know then the Ark was built from an incorruptible wood. It was built by the Israelites to contain the tablets of the Ten Commandments. to be carried around and be put into the Holy of Holies. And so this was a type of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her body was the temple, as it were, holding her, our Blessed Lord, for 9 months. She brought our Blessed Lord into this world. She raised him up. And so at her death, her body then should not see corruption. Finally then, even before its solemn definition as a dogma in 1950, the entire church believed in this teaching. It was not defined yet, but in the Greek church, in the Latin church, the assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary was certainly believed throughout the entire world. Then we come then to the coronation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Of course, the church has now set aside another feast, which is May 31st, the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This recalls then the fact that Our Lady was crowned as Queen of Heaven and Earth. But today then we can read in the office, which the priest prays today for his breviary, we read these words, that the Blessed Virgin Mary is exalted above all the choirs of angels in the heavenly kingdom. So she is above even the angels. She is the queen of both heaven and earth. The words of the Canticle of Canticles are also applied to the Blessed Virgin Mary. It says, come from Libanus, my spouse, come from Libanus, come, thou shalt be crowned. Our Lady then is to be crowned by all the saints as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Now, since the glory of the saints is proportional to their merits and dignity, what then must be the glory of the Blessed Virgin Mary? She who never sinned, she who was chosen to be the mother of Almighty, our Blessed Lord, she who is to be the spouse of the Holy Ghost. How much more will her glory be in heaven? And how much more is she deserving then to be crowned as Queen of Heaven and Earth? We have then the vision of St. John, which is in the book of the Apocalypse, speaking of the woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and the crown of stars on her head. This, of course, is found in the 12th chapter of the Apocalypse. It is used in the words of today's introit, speaking again of the glory which is to be the Blessed Virgin Mary's in heaven. My dear friends, the holy death of our Blessed Mother should teach us to prepare for our own death and to say fervently every day those words of the Hail Mary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Let us then celebrate this feast today with great gladness and joy, mindful that it is far above all the feasts of the saints and is certainly one of the greatest feasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let us pray to our Holy Mother, crowned above, that we may sanctify our lives in this world as she sanctified her own. Not so much, let us also pray and ask her to help us to be faithful to her divine Son, to live our life faithfully, to be virtuous, to grow in perfection, so that at the end of our life, we may be found worthy to join her, all the saints, and our dear blessed Lord in heaven for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.